Hello, my name is Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust, so you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 14th of October 2009 and the time is 4:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Long, I'm 23 and I'm from Liverpool.
And how are you today?
I'm okay, I'm a little bit nervous and wondering why am I doing this again, but feeling quite excited as well.
And why did you decide you wanted to be a part of One Another?
Because I'm just ridiculous and just I see things and think, oh, I'll give that a go. And then when the email actually came through and said I had a place, I just thought, oh God, what am I going to do? But then, I don't know, I just think it's an opportunity and I didn't want to let it slip. And it's just a really exciting thing. I come a bit, I actually love this area of London. I love Trafalgar Square. And ever since the debate started about what they were actually going to put on the fourth plinth, I was following that. And then when they started putting the other sculptures up, none of which I can remember the names of right now, but I've always, whenever I'm down in London, I always come down, look at them and think about them. Then as soon as I found out about this, I thought, oh wow, that sounds amazing, like, because it is something that I've been interested in and I'm actually going to be doing it, so it's bizarre really.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then?
I just thought, like, oh, what on earth am I going to do? And just tried to get all of my friends and everyone to suggest things for me, and then actually have chosen to ignore every single suggestion that I've been given, pretty much. And yeah, just trying to think of things that I can.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, I just started thinking about, like, the idea that it's just a monument of, like, Britain at this time. And I just thought, well, the best way to show that, who I am, is just be me, just do what I do, because I'm not an entertainer, I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't act, anything like that. But I thought, well, why should you do that? Why should you have to go up there and do that? I mean, people generally don't get statues built of them because they've been an entertainer or something. Okay, things are happening like that now, but everyone on this square around here is here for, like, some kind of, you know, war reason or some great British victory. And there's, like, the Edith Cavell statue up the road as well, because she was a great nurse in the war, and, well, she was killed and things, but so why not just go up there and just be you and just be the monument to you? So basically I'm just going to go up there with my laptop and write, because that's what I do, because I'm a journalist, and I'm going to take photos because that's what I like doing. And I've got so many photos of Trafalgar Square, but not from that angle, so why not, let's get some new ones, and hopefully the sun will start coming up while I'm up there, so there'll be that, I'll add into it as well, so hopefully I'll get some nice colours in the sky. And in case I get bored, I've got a Japanese exam in 3 months, so I'm going to be studying for that, and I might give some impromptu Japanese classes if the crowd below are so willing to participate. So that could be what my hour's going to be like.
And how are you feeling about doing it now that you're here?
I feel okay. It feels slightly surreal right now, and I'm sure I'll get down and it'll still feel surreal. And I'm just thinking that I'm meeting my friend in a few hours' time, and that'll just be so normal, and then she'll be asleep right now, so I'll be like, so what did you do this morning? I went up on a plinth for an hour, and what did you do? I watched TV, you know. It's just slightly bizarre, but yeah, I feel like I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be good.
And have you told your friends and family that you're doing this?
Yeah, I've told everybody, like, everybody knows. Entirety of everyone I know on Facebook knows, and everyone I've bumped into knows, and my whole family knows. I think my family are a little bit baffled by it, but they're just used to me deciding to do random strange things, like, you know. If there's something that I feel like doing, I just take myself off and go and do something, so they're just used to me being quite random now.
And you said that you might take some pictures, and is photography part of your sort of journalism and things that you do?
Not particularly, but it's something that I do enjoy doing. I do enjoy taking photos. I don't know if I'm particularly good at it, but I do like doing it. As my poor friends will testify from my Facebook, where there's like 80 odd albums of just randomness. So I don't know, I just like taking photos. I just think it's, because I'm not an artist, so it's just the easiest way to take a snapshot of what is, what life is right now, what like truth is right now. So this is like my moment of being this monument, and this is what the world looked like while I was doing that, and this is what the people below looked like while I was doing that. So yeah, just, it's just always good, like, as much as to have words, to have images as well. And yeah, so I hope they turn out well. This isn't, I'm not really bigging up something that's going to be awful now.
And you're a journalist. What kind of journalist are you?
Well, I'm not a fully working journalist yet, unfortunately. I've just graduated from Sheffield University. I've just done the master's there. And basically, I'm just still trying my hand at everything, really. I mean, I just love to write. I've just written my whole life, and it just seems a natural thing to do. And I just love talking to people and interacting with people. So it's just a fun thing for me to do, really. Like, it's a fun career path. It's just trying to get into it is another thing entirely. But perseverance is definitely key. So this is something that I hope, when I put it on the CV, that people will read and go, wow, this girl's slightly strange, let's give her a job, you know. So yeah, that's, I just like writing things. I like writing feature things. I like writing about experiences, and I think this is definitely a good thing to do. And if I didn't write while I was up there, I'd write when I got down. So I just thought, well, why not write while I'm up there? So yeah, that's where that idea came from.
And is there a particular area of journalism that you would like to get into?
I don't know, really. There's just so many things that I want to try out before I actually make a decision, and I do enjoy just so many different aspects of it. Just writing about people, like, I love doing, like I say, like featurey things, but then I like fashion things, and then I like filming people, and obviously I like taking photos and stuff as well. So I'm just trying my hand at everything, and you know, who knows where I'm going to end up in 20 years time. So I've not got a particular direct course that I want to take, but I'm going to give everything a go and just see where it takes me.
And outside of the journalism, what are your other interests?
Well, I did literature in Liverpool Uni as my undergrad, so I do love literature. So I do read a lot. I was going to bring a book with me today and forgot, which is quite annoying. I was going to bring Alice in Wonderland because I'm slightly obsessed with that book. I've actually got like two Alice themed things on at the moment. It's got a big giant headband and ode to Alice, and I've also got a Curiosa and Curiosa necklace, which I got off the internet, which I love so much. But yeah, so I was going to bring that and just completely forgot. So I'm going to have to just think about Alice, channel Alice, and not have to read it. But I study Japanese as well, because I actually lived in Japan for a year between my two degrees, and I taught English on the JET program in a little town called Beppu on the northeast of Kyushu. So go and Google that when you get home, because it's a beautiful little town, and it was a wonderful year. It was the most amazing year of my life, and my kids were fantastic, and it was just brilliant. So I started studying the language when I was out there, because I do intend to go back again and live out there for a couple of years or so. Not entirely sure when, but that is the plan. So you need to be able to speak the lingo, so studying away for that. So that might be an option as well when I'm up there, just to try and get some people involved in it, because it's just a language that nobody really knows, and it's just really alien. But I think it's beautiful. It's beautiful to listen to. And I hope my accent isn't too bad. I have been told that I speak Japanese like I'm from like a farm or something like that, because of the accents of the area. It's quite a strong like rural accent, so that could be quite amusing if anyone down there is from like Tokyo or something. They might be able to understand me. But yeah, that's what I do. I read and I do Japanese, and I like fashion and friends and films and things.
And you're from Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Is that where you're from originally?
I'm from Liverpool, born and bred. I'm from Broad Green. Woo! Everyone knows I'm obsessed with being from Broad Green. It's just the district, but it's just a nice little area. Just when you come off the motorway by the Rocket, take a right. That's where I'm from. Yeah, Liverpool's an interesting city. It's my home, and there's just so much going on there now. It's just a complete, because I haven't really lived there for 2 years now, and it's just completely different every time I go back. There's new buildings, new shops, new things to do, and there's the new museum opening at the dock soon, and it's just so much going on. It's just such an exciting place to be right now, and I really think it's the city in general, after Cabasol Culture, really pulled, well, prize that really pulled its socks up and got into being, right, we have to be as great as we like to tell the world that we are. We know we need to be a world-class city, and I think in a couple of years we've really, really achieved that, and I'm really proud of what the people of Liverpool have done.
And who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
I guess selfishly I'm just really doing it for me. I mean, I was thinking, like, is there something I could do for charity or something, but then I didn't, and you feel quite guilty about that. But then, in all honesty, there's not any, like, one charity I feel really passionate about, so there's not one experience in my life I feel really passionate about, and I just thought it wouldn't be true to me. And I think that is my personal interpretation of what this is. It's about being true to who you are and what you are. So just doing something for the sake of it, almost, just, it wouldn't be the right thing to do for me personally. I don't know. Who am I doing this for? For me, for my friends, for all the kids who graduated this year who can't get jobs. If I'm going to politicise it even slightly. Yeah, for all the struggling journalists out there who are having an absolute nightmare. So people, go out, buy newspapers, keep people in jobs. Please do it. Please don't let quality of journalism slip anymore. It's one of the most important things we've got in this world, because unless you've got people to tell you what's going on, you don't know what's going on. So yeah, that's my message for the day then.
And what's important to you at the moment in your life? What's happening for you?
I guess right now, being back home is actually a really important thing to me, because I do get itchy feet quite often, and I do tend to move around, and I like doing new things and visiting places and stuff. But just getting reacquainted with being back in Liverpool, because like I say, it's changing so much as a city. It's like when you get, well, imagine it's probably like when you have a baby, and every day they just change and it becomes a little different person every day. That's what I feel that city's turning into right now. It's a whole new world of opportunity open up right there. So I'm just reacquainting myself there and getting to know my friends from the city as well, and my friends from uni who still live up there, and just finding my feet again in that way, and just getting on with what I want to do with my life. I've finally been spat out of education, and it's time to start carving a career for myself. So just becoming quite self-obsessed and quite focused at the moment, and really plowing on forwards with what I want to do and thinking about where I want to take my future. So I think it's quite an exciting and terrifying time right now, and I'm learning to drive at the moment as well, so that's like an obsession. Is it's at the moment, if I'm not studying Japanese, I'm studying the highway code right now. So it's a lot of stuff going on really, but yeah.
And what are your ambitions?
I guess just to get on with starting a career and start carving that out for myself. I think really it's time to start doing that, and just keep learning things and keep doing things. I don't tend to make plans very far into the future, because something will come along that'll distract me, and I'll do that instead. So I've not got any in 10 years time, this is what I want to be doing. I'm just trying to find my way along the path as I go really. So I'd like to travel a bit more. I mean, like I say, like, I lived in Japan for a bit, and I'd love to go back there for a while and just reacquaint myself with the country, because it's incredible. It's beautiful, beautiful country with amazing people, and I cannot speak highly enough of my time there. And just see some more of the world really. I'm interested, I'm thinking about spending some time in Europe at some point, maybe just to learn another European language, because I think if I can pick Japanese up, well, a little bit within a year, I can probably pick up a European language a lot better within 12 months. So that's definitely a plan, just to keep exploring the world really. It's just my goal for the future. There's just so much going on, and just not only globally but just within the UK as well, just see what's going on, because there's so much in this country that people just don't bother to go and see or do. I think they just think that, oh, it's because it's in America or because it's in another country it's better, but really it's like there's so many cities I've never been to here, and there's just so much about this country of ours that I don't know, that I really feel I need to engage with it a little bit more in the future.
And what do you think about the One Another project?
Oh, I love this project. I do like Anthony Gormley's work anyway. Obviously, like, there's like Crosby Beach, which is just outside of Liverpool, where he's got the I forgot what it's called now.
Another Place.
Thank you. I was like, I know it's like One Another, but it's not. Another Place project. And I've been there a few times. Actually, went up there on my driving lesson the other day and was just thinking, oh, I'm going to be part of Anthony Gormley's art project myself in a couple of days' time. So yeah, I mean, seeing that, and he's got some stuff in there. There's some sculpture in the Tate at the moment as well, as part of an exhibition there. So I was looking at that the other day and just thinking, oh god, it's going to be, again, that's going to be me being part of his art soon. I think it's really interesting. Like, I am interested in art. I'm not going to lie and say that I know a massive amount about it, but I am interested, and I'm interested in how art is changing and just how people kind of have a really negative idea about like what modern art is. But then modern art within its context was basically always shocking, and people just didn't like it or didn't understand it, and things that we now consider now to be really beautiful, they were hated like only 100 years ago, 50 years ago, say. It's just, as time goes on, you look back on it and you realize it is a snapshot at that time, it is how people thought at that time, and that's what makes it important. It's not necessarily what it is, it's how it's done. And this, I think, is a really ambitious project, because it's not like, it's not taking art to the people, it's bringing the people to art, if you get me. I think it's looking at people themselves and saying, you know, don't just paint a portrait of someone in like a kind of like, you know, a really like classical kind of way, or a Pre-Raphaelite type of way, or a Picasso's kind of, you know, abstract type of way. You know, just show people as they are and just say, just do what you are, do what you want to do, and that is who you are. And it's just the most raw image, the most raw kind of portraiture, is just to show people in just the most truest sense. And I'm sure if one goes up there has thought just painstakingly about what they're going to wear and how they're going to do things and what they're going to take with them. So it's really showing what's precious to people and what their characteristics are, and showing how Britain today has made them that way or moulded them in that way. So I think it's a really important and ambitious project, and just how much interest people have had in it, I think, is a hugely important thing. I mean, not everybody's been incredibly positive about all of it, or, you know, certain aspects of it and things, but that's the most important thing about it, is the amount of coverage it's actually been getting. I can't think of a time when an art project before in my lifetime anyway has received this amount of coverage, because it's just huge, and it's just gone on for so long now, and it's only got a couple of hours left. So I'm really privileged just to have sneaked in there here at the last couple of hours. So I just feel really, really lucky to be part of this just massive ambitious scheme and all these people who've taken part. And I feel like I've joined some little group or cult or society or something. I feel like it might be, you know, I was a plinther in 10 years time reunion or something like that, where we all get together. I think we should do that. It should be good, Governor.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say, or any statement you would like to make as part of your hour?
I don't know. Like I say, I'm not particularly like going up for a reason or going for a cause, because I'm one of those people who just, I don't know, I just don't really have a certain thing that I'm fighting for, really, which perhaps is some kind of apathy. But I think in a way, actually, a lot of people are quite apathetic, so maybe I'm a representative of just the general attitude of society, I don't know. But don't know. I don't know particularly. That sounds, that's such a horrible wishy-washy answer to give, but I don't know, I've just not got a particular statement that I want to make. Nothing that I can reduce down to a little soundbite anyway. But
you're going up there as you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go up there as me and just be me for an hour. And actually, it's like, this is credit to my friend Lucy. She texted me yesterday and asked me what I was going to do, and I said I'm just going to go up there, and she said, so you're just going to be Kim but elevated. And I think that's the best description ever, is it's just going to be me but a little bit higher up off the ground than normal.
Thank you very much.